Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I appreciate all of you for your sincere participation in this worship. May the Almighty God be with you in the upcoming days and enrich your life situations by His abundant grace and mercy. So I invite your kind attention towards the meditation of the Word of God. For today's reading and meditation, the scripture portion is taken from the Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 24, verses commencing from 42 through 50. Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 24, verses commencing from 42 through 50. I have already read this particular portion as today's gospel portion. For today's meditation, our church decided a particular theme for today's meditation. That is, the glorious coming of our Lord. The glorious coming of our Lord. So particularly, I would like to read verse 42. For today's meditation. Verse 42. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Once again. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. So in every holy communion and in every worship, we affirm that, Lord, we remember your death and we celebrate your resurrection and we are awaiting for your second coming. So that's our affirmation. That's the foundation of our faith. Our Lord Jesus Christ will come again. So every worship and every Holy Communion, we affirm this statement, our Lord is coming to judge the world, righteousness and truth. That's the basic foundation of our faith. It's our hope. So for gaining power on this earth, to standing firmly on this earth, we are partaking in the Holy Communion and we meditate the Word of God. We are participating in various kinds of the worship meeting to gaining power to stand more firmly on this earth. Otherwise, we can't stand. But we do not know the exact time of His arrival. So we need to be watched. This verse clearly says that, therefore, keep watch, W-A-T-C-H. I have already done a sermon regarding this, watch. We can expand that word, watch, W-A-T-C-H. First letter, watch your words, W stands for words, watch your words. Second, A, watch your actions. Third word, C, watch your character. And T, watch your thought. And last word, you have already known that. What is that? Watch your habit. So first word, W, watch for words. And watch actions and thoughts and character and habit. So in this expansion of the word watch, while giving some meaning to the words, we can say that we must be careful in our words and deeds on this earth so that we can welcome the Almighty God when He is coming. So always be watched. Therefore, keep watch. because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. And also in these verses, Matthew chapter 24 verses, commencing from 42 through 50, we can say two kinds of servants. One is a wicked servant and a faithful servant. And a faithful servant, and he was vigilant, and he was wise, and he is doing everything in a fine manner while keeping watch in all sense. So he is a wise servant because he is doing everything in a fine manner, in a well manner. And there is another servant, that is a wicked servant. Surely he will be get punished. And he is saying by himself that, what is that? My master is staying away a long time and doing unwanted things. He is saying that my master is staying away a long time. That's why he is doing unwanted things. He's a wicked servant. Surely he will be get punished. When Jesus Christ judged the world in righteousness and truth, as a Christian, we believe that he will come again to judge the world. In every Holy Communion, we affirm this faith. Lord, we remember your death. We celebrate your resurrection. And we await for your second coming. So our Jesus Christ will come to judge the world in righteousness and truth. Then there is a question. Are we stand firmly before him while he judges the whole world? Are we stand firmly before him while he judges the whole world? In Bible, we can see that so many people, so many godly men, so many people, those who called by the Almighty God, anointed by the Almighty God, who fell in sleep. Today, this Sunday, I would like to meditate four different kinds of sleeps in this Bible, which wrote in this Bible. There will be a chance of fall, so be careful. They were not be watched in their life. They fell in different kinds of sleep. The first sleep we can see in the Bible is sleep of sin. What is that? Sleep of? So, dearly use, be careful. My English is not good, but you will get something. Okay. So, sleep of sin. We can see this aspect from the book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 19. We can see this kind of sleep. After putting him to sleep on her lap, Judges chapter 16, verse 19. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. So the verse is dealing about a man called Loudly. Samson. You know that. Yeah. And also he anointed by the Almighty God, called by the Almighty God, and appointed by the Almighty God for wondrous work, mighty works. But he forgot all of his calling. Now he slept on a lap of Delilah. Who is Delilah? The woman. And he fell in love with that particular woman, and that he did sin in the sight of Almighty Lord. And he was a man who appointed by God. God poured his strength on him to do the same. And he had 7 braids of his hair. And he was a Nazarite dedicated to God from his mother's womb. But he fell in love with a woman. She destroyed his life by using his enemies. He lost his power Dearly beloved, there will be a chance of fall in sin. We are living in a glittering and a glamoring world. There are so many worldly pleasures are inviting you and attracting you to experience and taste all those sin on this earth. So there will be a chance of fall. Here the anointed person, Samson, he slept on the lap of a woman called Delilah while forgetting his strength and power, which given by the Almighty God. There will be a chance of sin. There will be a chance of fall in sin. So are we sleeping in sin? Let us arise and shine. Our Lord is coming. So we watch. Our Lord is coming to judge the world in righteousness and truth. Are you sleeping in sinful nature? You know that is sin. But even though knowing the sinful nature, you are doing and again that sin. Then you are not vigilant in your life. Come back, arise and shine. Our Lord is coming. Second sleep, sleep of disobedience. What is that? Sleep of disobedience. The person is Jonah. You have already known that. Jonah. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 5b, says that, but Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. Jonah, chapter 1, verse 5b, says that, but Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. You have already known that. This is a sleep of disobedience. And Almighty God commanded him to go to the great city of Nineveh and to preach to that particular people. And he was a great preacher. He was a great preacher. That's why God anointed him to preach to the city of Nineveh. But he forgot that call. And he ran away from the presence of the Lord and headed to Tarsus. He didn't obey God's command. Dearly beloved, you can be a blessed person if you are not obeying the command of the Almighty God. Through the word of God, God is speaking to you daily through various kinds of messages and various kinds of the godly men. And through various kinds of the prayer meetings and worship service, God is speaking to you. If you are not ready to hear His word, you can't be blessed and you can't be watched. So here, Jonah did disobedience in the sight of the Almighty God. And if you wanted to experience His presence in your life, you have to obey His commands and His presence. You know that there was a wedding at Cana. You know, during that time, some servants obeyed Jesus Christ's command. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some servants obeyed Jesus Christ's command. That's why they could see the miracle work, wondrous deeds of Jesus Christ in the wedding at Cana. And disciples also obeyed Jesus Christ. That's why they got a big catch of fish. If you are ready to obey His commands, you will get blessings in your life, dearly beloved. Otherwise, you can't be watched. So, are you sleeping in disobedience? So, arise and shine. Our Lord is coming. Our Lord is coming to judge the world in righteousness and truth. When you read the word of God, when you meditate it, when you pray to God, renew yourselves and transform yourselves and submit all of your worldly pleasures and all of your kinds of sleep in Him and be renewed, then you can be a faithful person and you can welcome Jesus Christ. The third sleep is sleep of fear. What is that? Sleep of fear. The person is Elijah. You have one famous prophet. There was two vibrant prophets in Israel. You know, Elijah and Elisha. You have already known that. So Elijah was a vibrant vibrant prophet. And he did so many deeds, so many works for the Almighty God. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 5, we can see that. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. There is another sleep. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. This was a sleep of fear. We can say that that was a sleep of fear, because he fled from fled due to the fearing of King Ahab and Jezebel. You know, there was a king, Ahab and Jezebel. And he feared that particular king and fled away from there. He forgot the mighty works of the Almighty God. And he forgot all his benevolences when he prayed, God sent fire on the Mount of Carmel. And when he prayed, God gave victory to the Elijah. But he forgot God's wondrous deeds and he fled away from there while fearing King Ahab and Jezebel. Are you fearing about something? Are you fearing the worldly powers? Are you fearing something? Some people, they are fearing and also leading some life filled with anxieties. They are worrying about something. People are worrying about their disease and their drawbacks, limitations. How can I live in the future? They are worrying about the future days. A lot of anxieties they are keeping in their mind, and they are forgetting the mighty works of the Almighty God. You can't be awaited when Jesus Christ is coming. If you want to be watched, be vigilant and avoid your fear from your heart. With a diligent heart, with a pure heart, our Lord is with me and he will empower me in my life situation to face the challenges and struggles and the turmoil situations which I am facing. Submit all of your supplications in God. Do not be fear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There will be a chance of sleep of fear. So are you sleeping in fear? Various kinds of the fears. And be watch. Arise and shine. Our Lord is coming. Praise the Lord. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. Fourth, sleep. Sleep due to lack of vision. What is that? Sleep due to lack of vision. We can see that Jesus Christ invited his loving disciples to be with him, to spend some time along with him for prayer. During his last day, he invited to him to be with him for a company of prayer. But they fell in asleep. They fell in sleep and they forgot God's call and commandment. You can see that Matthew, Gospel according to Saint Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 46, you can see that. This was happened at night time, just before he was being arrested. Jesus went for prayer. When he returned, he found them, they were sleeping. Not a single time, but thrice. How many? Jesus Christ reminded them, be watch, and give a company of prayer. But they forgot, and due to lack of vision, they fell into the sleep. You know, there will be a chance of lack of vision. You can't do his mission without a vision. You are saying that evangelists and achans are there, and so many pastors are there. They will do his ministry, mission. And we have need not to bother about that. But if you wanted to do his mission in home, in your college, and various kinds of the situations wherever you are, if you wanted to do his mission in an effective manner, you should have a vision. If you have vision, you can do a mission. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why you are leading a laziness life, a lazy life? Why you are not to be watched before the Almighty God? Why you are not taking as a serious participation in the worship and also a sin? Why you are not praying to the God regularly? Because you have no vision. If you have vision, you can do an effective mission on this earth as father, mother, as children, as stewards of the Almighty God. You can do and participate in his wondrous missionary activities. Dearly beloved, are you sleeping without prayer? Are you vigilant on the source of life? Are you ready to welcome our Lord Jesus Christ? Disciples slept due to lack of vision. Elijah slept due to fear. Jonah slept due to disobedience. And Samson slept due to sinful nature. Let us examine ourselves before the Almighty God. As we are ready to welcome the Almighty God and his second coming, are you preparing yourselves to welcome his arrival? There was a famous Malayalam hymn written by Muthambakkal Sadhu Kochunyupadeshi. ഇവിടിരിക്കുന്ന പ്രായമുള്ളവരെല്ലാവരും ആ പാട്ടുകൾ അറിയാ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾക്കും അറിയാതിരിക്കും. അറിയത്തില്ലെങ്കിൽ യൂത്തിനെയും കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെയൊക്കെ ഇന്ന് വീട്ടിൽ പോയി പഠിപ്പിക്കണം. അദ്ദേഹം എഴുതിയൊരു പാട്ട്, അദ്ദേഹം എഴുതിയ പാട്ട്, പക്ഷേ നമ്മൾ പാടുന്നത് അൺഫോർച്ചുനേറ്റ്ലി വി ആർ സിംഗിങ് ദാറ്റ് സോങ് ഡ്യൂറിങ് ദ ടൈം ഓഫ് ഫ്യൂണറൽ സർവീസസ്. നമ്മളത് പാടുന്നത് ശവോടക്കിനാണെന്നേ ഉള്ളൂ, പക്ഷേ ആക്ച്വലി അത് വിശ്വാസത്തിൽ പാടാനായിട്ട് എഴുതപ്പെട്ടൊരു പാട്ടാണ്. അതിൻ്റെ ലാസ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റാൻസ, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് വെരി റെലവൻറ്റ് ടു ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ടോപ്പിക്. അവർ ഇങ്ങനെയാണ്, കർത്താവേ വിശ്വാസ പോരിൽ തോൽക്കാതെ തന്നെ അവസാനത്തോളവും നിർത്തണമേ. ലോർഡ് ഹെൽപ് മീ ടു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഫേംലി ഇൻ ദ ബാറ്റിൽ ഓഫ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്. വിശ്വാസമാകുന്ന പോരിൽ തോറ്റുപോകാതെ എന്നെ അവസാനത്തോളവും നിർത്തണമേ. അടുത്ത ലൈൻ, ആകാശമേഘത്തിൽ കാഹളനാദത്തിൽ അടിയനും നിൻ മുൻപിൽ കാണാം. ലോർഡ് ഹെൽപ് മീ ടു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ബിഫോർ യു വെൻ യു ആർ കമ്മിങ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദി ഏഞ്ചൽസ്. ഇതെങ്ങനെ മരണത്തിൻ്റെ പാട്ടാവും? ഇത് വിശ്വാസത്തിൻ്റെ പാട്ടാണ്. ദ സോങ് ഓഫ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്, ഹിം ഓഫ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്. സോ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു സിംഗ് ടുഗദർ. കർത്താവെ വിശ്വാസ പോരിൽ തോൽക്കാതെ തന്നെ അവസാനത്തോളവും നിർത്തണമേ. ആകാശമേഘത്തിൽ കാഹളനാദത്തിൽ അടിയനും നിൻ മുൻപിൽ. കർത്താവേ വിശ്വാസ പോരിൽ തോൽക്കാതെ തന്നെ അവസാനത്തോളം നീ നിർത്തേണമേ. ആകാശമേ കാഹളനാദത്തിൽ അടിയാനും നിൻ മുൻപിൽ കാണേ. മീനിങ് ഫുള്ളായിട്ടുള്ള ഒരു പാട്ടാണ്. ഐ സെർവ് ഇൻ ഹിസ് ചർച്ച്, ഐ സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് മൈ മിനിസ്ട്രി ഇൻ ഇടയാറമുള്ള ലാഗാ സെന്തോം ചർച്ച്, വിച്ച് ഈസ് ദ ചർച്ച് ഓഫ് മൂത്താമ്പാക്കൽ സാധു കൊച്ചുനിദേശി. ഹീ ഈസ് ദ മെമ്പർ ഓഫ് ദറ്റ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ, ഹി വാസ് ദ മെമ്പർ ഓഫ് ദറ്റ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ പാരിഷ്. ആൻഡ് ഗോഡ് ഹെൽപ് മീ ടു സെർവ് ഇൻ ദറ്റ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ പാരിഷ് ആസ് ആൻ അസിസ്റ്റൻറ്റ് വികാർ ഓഫ് മൂത്താമ്പാക്കൽ സാധു കൊച്ചുനിദേശി. യു നോ ദാറ്റ്സ് വൈ ഐ ഫെൽറ്റ് ഹീ സ്വീറ്റ്നെസ്. കർത്താവെ, വിശ്വാസ പോരിൽ തോൽക്കാതെ എന്നെ, ഗോഡ് കീപ് മീ ഫേംലി ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റെഡിലി വൈൽ യു ആർ കമ്മിങ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദി ഏഞ്ചൽസ്. There is a battle of faith. I may fall down. There will be a chance of failure. Kindly empower me to stand firmly. അതുകൊണ്ട് ഈ പാട്ട് പാടുമ്പോൾ ചുമ്മാതെ ഇങ്ങനെ പാടി മീനിങ് അറിയത്തില്ല, കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾക്ക് പറഞ്ഞു കൊടുക്കണം മീനിങ്. ഇത് കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾക്ക് നമ്മുടെ നല്ല നല്ല പാട്ടുകൾ ഇതൊക്കെ പാടുമ്പോൾ കിട്ടുന്ന ഒരു എനർജിയുണ്ട്. അത് പാടി ഇങ്ങനെ മീനിങ് പറഞ്ഞു കൊടുത്ത് പാടി കഴിയുമ്പോൾ എന്തൊരർത്ഥമായി. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ ഞാൻ തെലുങ്ക് പാട്ട് പഠിപ്പിച്ചു നമ്മുടെ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ. അതിന് മീനിങ് പറഞ്ഞു കൊടുത്താൽ പഠിപ്പിച്ച് മനസ്സിലായി. വി ക്യാൻ സിംഗ് സോങ്സ് ബൈ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ് ഇറ്റ്സ് മീനിങ്. സോ ലെറ്റ് എസ് ക്ലോസ് അവർ ഐസ് ആൻഡ് സിംഗ് വൈൽ സബ്മിറ്റിംഗ് അവർ സെൽസ് ദി ഓൾ മൈറ്റി ഗോഡ്. കർത്താവേ, വിശ്വാസ പോരിൽ തോൽക്കാതെന്നെ അവസാനത്തോ നിർത്തേണമേ ആകാശമേ കാഹേളനാദത്തിൽ അടിയാനും